There's now a tempest in a stew pot in Hungary. The country has banned the sale of paprika, or paprika powder, the vermilion spice that's a foundation of its cuisine, made from sweet red peppers. Health officials found traces of a toxin in some paprika samples. It's thought that aflatoxin, produced by mold, was introduced into Hungarian paprika when it was mixed with paprika from Latin America. Whatever the cause, all paprika has been pulled from store shelves, and diners at restaurants are being told,
"Sajnálom, most nincsenek paprikás ételeink."
Which means, sorry, for the time being, we can't serve you paprika dishes. That's what Kalman Kozma has been having to say. He oversees menu planning for the famous Gundel restaurant in Budapest.
30% of all our dishes are prepared with paprika. So now we have to substitute it, and there are quite good solutions, because there is the famous Hungarian ragu called lecho, L-E-S-C-O, which is the Hungarian ratatouille, and then originally you have to add paprika powder to it, and now we are just substituting with more tomato and not using the paprika powder in it. And then the famous goulash, which is actually in Hungary, happens to be a soup and not a main course. In the soup, we are omitting the paprika powder and then substituting it with ground bell pepper, which is our own preserve. This is actually not a dried bell pepper, but this is a quite fleshy bell pepper. We call it Strong Steve.
Strong Steve.
Strong Steve, yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
There are some dishes that you just have to take off the menu. You just can't make them anymore?
Yes, because the veal stew, which is considered abroad as the Hungarian goulash, as a veal ragu, so we have to take it off from the menu.
Just no way to make it without paprika.
It will be rather a veal ragu, but not a real Hungarian veal ragu. There is an inventive dish created by our executive chef, Kalla, which is a new variety on the traditional paprika chicken.
Chicken paprikash.
Yeah, chicken paprikash, and now he is preparing a sauce from the roasted bell peppers, and it's quite okay. So I have to be frank, it's not 100% the original taste, but quite close.
I find this hard to believe, but I imagine if I read it, it must be true that the average Hungarian consumes a half a kilo, about a pound, a little more than a pound of pepper every paprika
year.
Every year.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
That's a lot of paprika.
Well, but you have to consider that paprika is used for spreads, like Juve cheese spread. Not every time we are cooking the paprika. Very often we are using it raw. We are just sprinkle it over our cucumber salad. And, of course, there are a lot of preparations, and we are cooking it.
Would you eat paprika through the day? Is there any meal in which it's not a part?
Well, you have to take into consideration that paprika and Hungarian cuisine are closely related only for the last 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
So even in Hungary, there are literature, long, long pile of books, the so-called pre-paprika period. So, of course, Hungarian cuisine is not only paprika.
Mr. Kozma, how much paprika do you go through at your restaurant at Gundel?
It's about 200 kilos per year.
200 kilos a year?
Yeah.
About 440 pounds?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But in an average year, 160,000 guests, that's not so much, I think.
Well, Mr. Kozma, best of luck in getting over this paprika crisis there.
Thank you very much. Pretty soon, I am convinced that it will turn out that very tiny segment of the whole paprika production is involved in this crisis.
And they can narrow it down.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Kalman Kozma is director of Gundel Restaurant in Budapest, which is, for the time being, paprika-free.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.